In this edition of the Unofficial Robins podcast, there is some language that some listeners might find offensive.
This is the Unofficial Robins podcast. Remember to share, like, and subscribe. Now, here's your host, James the Captain Birdseye.
Thank you so much for joining us on the Unofficial Robins. I'm James the Captain Birdseye, and we're at Bottom Meadow for the Isuzu FA Trophy against Bath. And what a run it has been so far in this competition. Starting with Canvey Island, away to Canvey, where in the qualification of the FA Trophy, we won 4-1. Then Banbury came to Bottom Meadow, we won 2-1. Then at Bracknell North Lee, we won 3-2. And Tonbridge, away at Tonbridge, again a win 4-2 to Bracknell. And then off to the coast to Eastbourne, where we won 2-1. And then today, what's the result going to be? It's going to be one heck of a challenge. It really is. It's exciting. We've got BT Sport here. They're going to be presenting their score programme. They're going to be here. We've got cameras from Bath as well and commentary. It's all happening at your fantastic club, Bracknell Town. Come on, you Robins. Good afternoon and welcome to the Unofficial Robins podcast. Here we are at Bottom Meadow for another much anticipated game. Today we welcome Bath City in the last 16 of the FA Trophy. This is the furthest, of course, we've got in this competition in our history. So fingers crossed, another big game and fingers crossed, another scalp. So I've got Paul Pomeroy here with me, who's got the team sheet, I think, for Bracknell. So over to Paul.
Indeed. So, guys, our starting 11 for this game against Bath. Number one, our hero, Michael Ecott. Number two, Jack Dean. Three, Burden. Four, Fraser. And five, our captain, Dan Bayliss. No surprises there. Ashley Lodge is back at six. Gary's back. George Knight, Joe Grant, Daryl Sanders and Cameron Johnny English. On the bench for us today, Anthony Cheshire, Maxi Herbert, Sani, Osu and Mikhail Platt.
So we're expecting quite a tough game here today. It's a relatively strong team. Pom, what's your prediction then?
I think it will be a very tough game, actually. I know we've played and beaten a couple of teams from National League South so far in this competition, but I just get a feeling that our luck may run out today. I hope not, but my prediction, unfortunately, is a narrow defeat.
Oh, dear. And Mr. Birdseye's just appeared from his lunch. Mr. Birdseye, what's your prediction?
Yeah, I totally agree with Pom, really. I think we've done very well, but eventually it does have to come to an end normally. So I'm going to go with 3-2 to Bath.
I don't like all this pessimism. My prediction is 5-1 Bracknell. Come on, you Robins!
It's the Unofficial Robins podcast. It's half time here at Bottom Meadow in the FA Trophy, the Isuzu FA Trophy against Bath. The current score is 0-0. I'm with Steve the Gaffer Witty, and Pom is somewhere as well. He's putting his flag away, I believe. Very, very good half so far for Bracknell.
Yeah, I think the management will be pleased with that half. I think for 35 minutes there, we dominated it. We look very, very dangerous in terms of from midfield. I think Ashley Lodge particularly played really well. A really good half. I think we're a little bit... I wouldn't say we've created enough chances really to be 1-0 up, but the better side.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the last sort of 6 to 7 minutes, they really are back in it. But some excellent play by Bracknell. Some really good chances from set plays as well, particularly from corners. We're unlucky to not be 1-0 up, I think.
Yeah, so come on, Bracknell. Second half, here we go. 0-0, all to play for in the second half. Thank you very much. Well, it's full time, and you can tell by my voice, Bracknell Town are through to the last 16 of the FA Trophy. And this is a team that keeps on giving. I don't know how many more moments they're going to give us like this. Jack Dean, a very unlikely winner. Beautiful finish. And I've got to say, the crowd went wild. Guys, what do you think of that?
Absolutely amazing. I mean, seriously, I couldn't believe it. Beforehand, I thought we'd struggle a little bit. We didn't. We matched them throughout the whole game. The second half, certainly. You know, they came out and they played much better, but we still matched them. And you know what? We were looking at penalties, and I'm just so glad it never went to penalties.
Superb. Ethan.
Thanks, Ethan. Fantastic. Ethan Burden's just walking past us there. Just incredible. What a result. I can hardly speak, really. I mean, our sort of little club, you know, this season so far, we've been on the TV with Sky Sports, BT Sport are here covering it today. I mean, this is the stuff of absolute dreams. And it's all to that team, all to the management, all to the backroom staff. Come on, you Robins.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think a little mention to the fans as well. I think I've got to say our little drummer boys weren't bad today, were they?
Yes.
It's quite difficult to make a little bit of an atmosphere here at Bracknell, but I think we did today, guys. Don't you think so?
I think we did, definitely. Yeah. I think we're all up for it today. Yeah.
Well done, Bracknell, and bring on whoever in the next round. Wembley, it's ours. Come on, you Robins. Well, as we said, the Bracknell team that keeps on giving. I've got a winning goal scorer here beside me, Jack Dean. Jack, come on. How did you feel that moment?
Absolutely buzzing. Yeah, I only scored big goals and second goal of the season. We deserve that. We were fucking all over them. Absolutely battered them. I'm buzzing. I love the boys and yeah, fucking have that.
Yeah, no, absolutely, absolutely. And I've got to say, look, these are a National League team. We don't look out of place playing against these boys. If anything, what's that, fourth one we've beaten this season?
Yeah, literally, yeah. We popped teams off the park. Fucking, we deserve to be getting promoted and the shows we can fucking play level above.
Yeah,
easily.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think in some spells of the game there, look, it looked, I think they had maybe 5 or 10 minutes of pressure. Otherwise, it looked like the midfield too really dominated the game for us.
Yeah, I think they had one shot in the first half, and in the second half, I think got a bit leggy, and obviously the pitch didn't help, so that was, yeah, heavy, but yeah, I'm buzzing. Can't wait.
Yeah, superb. And I've got to say, these are moments that make you a folk hero at our club, Jack. So look, well done today, mate. Okay.
Thank you, mate, yeah.
Next round, anyone you want?
I want to wreck some of them out of it now. It's quite big.
Gates head away. Cool. That's we're flying. Look, Jack, well done today, mate. Quality. Well
Brilliant,
done.
Man.
Cheers. Well done. Cheers. We'll say it was across. Here we are after the game, and I've got our joint managers with us. Come on, guys. Tell us what was the tactic? How did we get that result? That was a quality performance today.
And I think we fully deserved the result. You know, I think from minute one, you know, we'd had them watching there. We felt there was nothing to fear. You know, we'd proved all the doubters wrong when we went to Eastbourne and when we went to Tonbridge. And we said to the lads in there, you know, every time you're asked a question, you deliver. And they've done exactly that tonight. You know, I feel that, you know, from minute one, like I said, we just prodded and prodded and prodded, and we had chances, and we, you know, we kept them at bay for long periods of the game. And you know, to see Jacka pop up that game, you know, I felt, you know, after the Ipswich game, he was, you know, I felt for him a little bit because of what was said, you know, but he's proven us what, you know, he's come back into side and he's been fantastic for us, and he showed it again today.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've got to make a comment about, got to say, our midfield two today. Absolutely dominated the game there. Daryl Saunders and Ashley Lodge in the middle of the park.
Well, honestly, Lodgy obviously had a week out. Took a knock against Hartley and obviously had to, shamefully, we had to leave him out. But Daryl, everyone sees Daryl as a number 10, but what I don't think they see him.
The Robins!
Him and how hard Cam and Gary and Grant and all of these lads work for each other. I mean, Daryl was made three 80-yard runs from box to box to get himself in a position to win the ball back, to then steady himself and put us on the counter. And Cam English has done it. He's got injured coming off because he chased someone back. So I'm so proud of every single one of them. But they set their own standards. They're brilliant. Even all the game changes up that haven't got on the pitch, they're cheering on each lad, and that just shows the strength and depth that we've got and what unity we've got in this team.
Agreed. And what was nice to hear, we were standing beside the BT commentators there, and they were making a comment that we're that bigger giant killer now that this wasn't a surprise result from them. Okay, it's
that's nice to hear. You know, obviously cup competitions have served us well, you know, in our past sort of management, and obviously here. So, you know, I don't know what it is about the FA competition, but like I said, we just seem to have this knack of finding wins against, you know, when the chips are down. But I think tonight, you know, we'll enjoy this win. We look forward to the draw on Monday, but, you know, it's back to bread and butter on Wednesday. We've got a massive game away to Truro, you know, so hopefully the lads are look after themselves, you know, get their bodies ready for it, and we'll look forward to that challenge.
Yeah, superb. Look, guys, well done today. Another moment of history for Bracknell. Last 16. Bring on anyone. Well done, and thank you.
Thank you.
Cheers, guys. Cheers, mate.
Thank you.
Honestly, cheers. Absolutely. Please, just thanking the guys.
It's the Unofficial Robins podcast, and I am with Steve the Gaffer Witty. Steve, I believe you're near the Arctic Circle or something of that nature. You're not just up north, are you? You're in the land of bonny, wonderful Scotland.
Yeah, let's just say as far away from Plymouth and where we are playing tomorrow night as I can geographically can get. Yes, I'm up in not so sunny, but a little bit frosty. Glasgow this evening, unfortunately, for my sins.
Oh, excellent. And I, you did say that you've been eating some haggis, is that right?
Yes, this evening's dinner has been a chicken stuffed with haggis with a little bit of black pudding on the side. So, yeah, a little bit of a stereotyped dinner there, I feel.
Very cultural. That sounds fantastic. Well, without further ado, I mean, we've got to talk about the incredible result. I just cannot believe it. I mean, obviously, the end is where the all the excitement happened. But we better start at the start, because otherwise it'd be a very, very short podcast.
Well, do you know what? I think we all felt a little bit that we weren't probably going to get a result out of that game. And I'm not sure why. I think it was because we've had so many highs this season that we didn't think it would continue. And if you heard some of the predictions, apart from me with my stupid 5-1, no, very, very reasonable 5-1, sorry. everyone sort of felt that it was going to be a close game. We were going to battle well, but that was the end of our cup run. But, I think I mentioned it a couple of times in some of the interviews there, you know, this is a team that keeps on giving, and they still had another surprise in them. And boy, did they give us a surprise, and they deserved it.
They really did. And it was quite interesting to see BT Sport that were covering the game from their BT Score program, and talking to the journalist there, which was lovely. And she sort of was saying just how there really wasn't much happening on the pitch, and then obviously the result that came right at the end. But you know, I felt really that. I didn't think it was a matter of holding our own. I think we were the better side. I was surprised by some of the view of Bar fans, actually, that they felt that somehow that they were robbed on occasions. I thought we really, really were the more dominant side.
No, I think in terms of it, there were small spells in the game where our defence had to hold firm. But I would say for 70 minutes of that game, assisted by the anchor of our midfield too. I thought Daryl Saunders, Ashley Lodge, sorry, I should not mention George Knight as well, as it was a rock as always. But the two creative players there, I really did think were pulling the strings. And I never thought at any stage during the game that Bath felt particularly comfortable. You know, we were holding it well in midfield. We were releasing the ball early. The pace on the flanks, whether it be Joe on one side, whether it be Joe through the middle, whether it be Cameron on the one side, or whether it be Gary on the other, I never felt that. It always looked like it was more likely to be Bracknell that was going to score. And, you know, if you look at that first half, you'll see some of the highlights. The highlights on Matt's YouTube is superb. I don't know if you've watched them back. And anyone who hasn't watched that, by the way, it's well worth capturing.
He gets great
angles and really does capture the atmosphere of the game as well.
He does a great job. Mattitude is what you want to search on YouTube. He does an absolutely fantastic vlog. Really, really appreciate it. Say it does get those angles absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. He's got a great camera behind the goal. He seems to have a knack of being able to grab that little bit of extra footage as well that really links him well. But look, first half, you know, we had the significantly more chances. I think in terms of a free kick from Daryl Saunders, a miss from Gary, a couple of good saves from their keeper. They came into the game sort of last 5 or 10 minutes, but we got to half time, 0-0. You know, we weren't disappointed with 0-0.
No,
but actually, if we'd taken one or two chances, we wouldn't have been surprised to go into the half time ahead.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I felt very positive at the half time point. And then really when they came back, it was almost a feeling of, oh gosh, right, okay, how's it going to be? Are we going to be able to keep up this pace? What's the fitness going to be like? It was very much kept up. As you say, maybe sort of 5-10 minutes here and there for Bath, but it was Manuel Bracknell.
Yeah, no, it was. And then to be fair to them, I thought second half, they came out well for maybe 10 minutes. And I thought, uh-oh, we could be in trouble here. A couple of great saves from Michael Eacott. That one that he just managed to push up onto the bar. That was, you know, we were right behind that. That was a great save, that was. But apart from that, moving forward even into that second half, as the second half went on, it looked more and more likely that Bracknell who ultimately got the breakthrough.
There was just sort of quite a particularly from set pieces. Dan Bayliss with his head was sort of very close a few times, and it felt like it was coming, and if it was going to come, it was going to be from a set piece.
Saying that, I'm not sure if you saw some of the balls that were coming out of midfield. Daryl Saunders was absolutely on fire.
Superb,
you know,
yeah.
He was sort of running 40 yards to collect the ball. I think one of the managers mentioned it. I'm sure they did in terms of the post-match interview that we managed to grab there. You know, he was on one side of it running 40 yards to grab the ball and then had the wherewithal to sort of, you know, step to one side and release a sort of defence-splitting pass. And it wasn't the first time, you know, whether it be Gary, whether it be Cameron or, once again, Joe, who was released, who was literally running at them. So,
and Joe for me, I mean, he's always runs and runs, but my word, did he that game.
He doesn't stop the lad, does he?
No.
I think we'll call him the Duracell bunny of the team. He does not at any stage stop running until eventually his batteries wear down and then he hits a stop, doesn't he? But he fights for our team with every breath in his body, and it's great to see.
It really is. So I guess we should talk about that.
What a moment! Well, the pressure was building. We'd had a couple of corners, hadn't we?
Yeah.
And them last couple of minutes, you know, you'd almost have expected us to be tiring at that stage against higher opposition, and Bath City to be coming on to us. But actually, it was the other way round. You know, we were getting a little bit excited, and you know, the noise behind the goal was getting a little bit excitable, and it was great. What a great atmosphere! And then suddenly, there it was. ball in from a corner. One of their defenders, I'm not sure what it is, looked to clear it, sort of miscleared it to Jack Dean, who sort of turned and lobbed the ball literally into the far top corner. He's adamant that he played for it. Some other people have said it was a cross. I don't care, it was a goal. And the celebrations afterwards, you know, wow, it was great. That this is why we're Robins.
Oh, it really is. And yeah, you know, I said to both managers, actually, I said, you know, football could be a funny old game, and we know that there's going to be good times, there's going to be difficult times, you know, it's never going to be all rosy. But my word, for any difficult time, and you know, you've been following the Robins for, well, you know, probably more than a quarter of a century. Those moments like that, you know, I mean, when of course we won the league, yeah, that was up there. Getting Ipswich in the cup, that was up there. But that goal for me, I think that was one of the real, real take-home special moments of I'm gonna wrap this up, stick it in the pocket, and so I can take it out when things aren't maybe quite as good. Because wow, it was wonderful. Yeah. I mean, we were just gobsmacked, just all hugging, kids, screaming. And if you do get to see the footage on BT Sport, it's hilarious. It really is.
the poor girl couldn't commentate. There was drums banging on one side of it, and then people jumping around on the other side. It was great. And you know, when you look back on the game, I know what you said about where Bath City's fans thought that they deserved better. I disagree. I think they were beaten by the better team. I think defensively we were very, very solid. They put us under very little pressure, and most of the clear cut chances were ours. And to go through to the next round, last 16 of the FA Trophy. I think I got it wrong actually at the start of the game. I said that this was the last 16, but clearly it's not. We're now through to the last 16.
Yeah.
And of course, the draw was what, Monday, wasn't it, on TalkSport 2?
It was, yeah. And we're playing Altrincham. Is that the Altrincham, right?
Currently 13th in the National League. We'll be expecting them to bring, I think there'll be over 1,000 crowd, I would think, there, which will be another great payday for the club.
Wonderful.
So, you know, yeah, what a magic moment. And all respect to the players, to the management, to Kane, to whoever put in the effort to get that ground ready, because I thought it was going to be a waterlogged pitch.
Yes, that's an extremely good point, Steve, because the ground staff, the grounds person, and anyone that was involved, yes, you're absolutely right, because as we know, it is easy to flood in that sort of area of Sandhurst, and it was very sorted out. So yes, I'm quite sure lots of work must have been done for it.
Yeah, no, they've done a great job. It was heavy, but it was playable. And all respect to them. So really looking forward to it now. I'm sure Ricky, as club secretary, isn't looking forward to trying to rearrange our fixtures again, because I think they're starting to build up. But nevertheless, you know, just think of it. Last 16 of the FA Trophy. What's that? Two more rounds, and we could be at Wembley.
It's absolutely wonderful, and I think I'll just sort of end with this idea, which I've been thinking about, you know, and that's one National League South side beating, could be a fluke. Two, maybe lucky, but three, that's Bradley Town.
Yeah.
And let's hope it's going to be a fourth with a National League side. And if they play as well as they did against Bath, it could happen. It really could.
Yeah, no, agreed. And all respect to them. And let's hope that the excitement of the game doesn't affect the league performance in a very important fixture that we've got. What is it, tomorrow evening, isn't it, in Truro?
Yes, tomorrow evening in Truro. At the moment, it is on. Apparently, it's getting sort of warmer in the West Country. And when we say warmer, it's not going to be warm. It's going to be about 4 degrees.
Minus 3 then, yeah.
Yeah, so hopefully that's all going to be on. I'm going down myself. So what we will try and do is we'll try and do quite a detailed report from the game, because I know that a lot of people aren't going to be able to travel because it is such a long way midweek, obviously. But there are, there's still some places on coach. So check out the website, Bracknell Town, for that. But yes, until next time, it's
Just a little bit of news that reached us today. I'm not sure if you saw online. A gentleman called Rob Scully unfortunately passed away in this last 24 hours. For those of you who would have been with the club for a long time, Rob, as a lifetime member of the club, literally he was the previous program editor, a real stalwart of the club, going back to sort of the early 90s when I started coming along. A guy that literally, in terms of the programs he used to produce, was something to behold. That I just wanted to pass my condolences on to his friends and his families. A real sad passing. Just on behalf of the fans and on behalf of Bracknell Town. I see we've the club's made some mention in terms of their Twitter feeds, which is lovely to see. But a real loss to the football community.
No, thanks so much, Steve, for that. And obviously, our condolences from all of us here. I'm sure all the fans as well, and I'm sure the club will do something suitable as well. But but thank you for a wonderful chat and evening as always. And I will be back with you very, very soon. On the Unofficial Robins. But hit that like button, hit that subscribe button. And share and tell all your friends about Bracknell Town, because the Robins are awesome. So until next time, it's Tartar from him.
Okay, Danu.
Oh, I like that one. Good night.